This is Trish Doherty with the Center for Total Health blog. This podcast is the second in a series of three, featuring a conversation between two colleagues, Kaiser Permanente's Senior Vice President Ray Baxter and Health Advisor and Consultant Tyler Norris. The topic is the future of healthy communities. In this segment, Ray and Tyler discuss the challenges to creating environments that support healthy choices and behaviors.
We've been talking about what creates health. What creates health is, to a great extent, our lifestyle, our behavior, these environments, and even the science would suggest that 60 to 70% of the determinants of health are those very factors. So not only do we feel it, but the science backs that up, and it sure points to where we need to be thinking if our objective is to improve the total health of people and community.
That's right. I mean, so much of what our individual health is about, what we put in our mouths, what we inhale into our lungs, whether we're active or not. Sure, a part of it is genetics, and a part of it is whether we've got access to good preventive care and good clinical medical care. But that clinical care part is maybe 20% or 10% of what goes on. And you need that to be excellent and consistently excellent when you need it. But for the other 80 to 90% of your time, you're not in a hospital or in a clinic or under a doctor's care or a nurse's care. You're going about your business trying to make it in the world. So if that environment isn't healthy, I'm very unlikely to be healthy.
So as we think about then sort of starting to talk more about, well, then where's the locus of responsibility? Where are the places we can make an impact? Maybe you can talk a little bit about, since health is a byproduct of all these factors we've been discussing in our lifestyle and behavior and the socioeconomic and physical environment, maybe you can tell us a little bit about total community health and all of those broader determinants.
You know, we can teach somebody about how to eat healthy, how to stay physically active, how important that is to health. But if that person walks out the door, goes home to a neighborhood that's dangerous, where they don't want to be out, they don't want their children out unsupervised and at risk, they're not going to be physically active. That same person, we can wag our fingers at and tell them to have 7 servings of fruits and vegetables a day and tell them which ones those could be. But if they're holding down 2 jobs to try to make ends meet, and they go home and all they've got is a tiny little bar-sized refrigerator and no place to store fresh fruits and vegetables, no place within walking distance of their home to buy those things, that person then is not going to eat healthy. So we've just taken somebody who may have been very motivated to eat better and be more physically active in order to take care of her health, but the circumstances of her life don't permit her to do those things. So the question is then, what's our accountability? Do we stop at that point and say, sorry, this is tough, you live in a tough neighborhood and tough circumstances, I'm sorry, but you're never going to be healthy? Or do we say, our responsibility goes beyond the doors of the doctor's office and the hospital, and we need to give you some support in that community and changing those conditions and making that a healthier place. We need to get involved in finding out what does it take to bring a full-service grocery store into that person's community. What does it take to get the schoolyard to keep its fields open and safe and lit in the afternoon and evening so that everybody can play there? What does it take to get more safety in that neighborhood? If we don't engage around those sorts of issues, what are we saying? You got to move beyond the narrow boundaries of where you're physically located and reach out into the community to help change the conditions that make people unhealthy.
Right.